Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
All right, Cosmo Call. Melissa, try to explain what Cosmo Call is all about, because I don't know that we've done it this early before.
Exactly. Well, it's a way, and the best way to explain it is the first one we ever did. It's just a way to find out information indirectly. There was a woman that had called before who wanted to date someone within her office, but she was afraid to approach this guy because she wasn't sure whether he felt the same way about her. And of course, in an office environment, if you make the move and it's not reciprocated, it's going to be awkward from then on out. So the easiest way to do it is to call us, and then Jen pretends to be someone from a major woman's magazine calling to do research for a quiz. And so Jen called the guy and asked him how he felt about inner office relationships. And through the course of Jen's questioning to him, we were able to find out why, while the woman was on the phone listening, that he, you know, was interested in her too. So we started a romance. So it's kind of a way to, you know, again, find out information without damaging, you know, something. Yeah. Forget the lesson.
We're all on a roll today. So what we do is we generally record these and then we wait a week to play it because the person has the information and we give them a week to kind of figure out what they want to do with the information. Then we go ahead, we play the Cosmo Call and we get an update from the person on the air. But we got a frantic Bert Show listener calling up this morning saying, you know, that Cosmo Call that we did last week, I got to talk to you guys about it. Now, I wasn't here, and Jen and Jeff apparently recorded it. So what we're going to play, I haven't heard yet.
I think, and Jen, could I be mistaken, but I think this is the best Cosmo Call ever recorded. I mean, I'm sure it has nothing to do with you not being there. Yeah. But I think that the setup and the delivery of the person putting the whole thing together and kind of wrapping it up in a bow was fantastic. Would you agree?
Well, my guess is if you let it, it's 45 minutes long, so we're not going to get out of it until 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, this is the lesson we'll do this morning. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hopefully Tracy edited it.
Well, it was actually uneventful, which you'll get to hear here, but the woman who called us up was concerned about her current boyfriend having a previous engagement, not an appointment, actually an engagement where he gave a woman a ring in the past because she had stumbled upon his name in an article on the internet, which was from this other bride's town announcing the engagement. You know how people put engagement announcements in the paper. Well, she came across one that has his name in it, and it was around kind of the same town where he grew, like where he grew up. So she's thinking, wait a minute, was he engaged before? And, you know, and didn't ever tell me about it. So we kind of tried to do some investigation, but didn't turn up with much. So I'm interested to find out why she's calling us and wants to talk to us.
And she's already on the phone. She's on hold, ready to talk. So let's play Cosmo Call, and then in a couple of minutes, we'll talk to Shannon.
Sounds good.
Hey, Shannon, it's Jeff and Jen from The Bert Show at All the Hits Q100. How are you?
Hello, I'm good, thanks.
Good. Tracy kind of told us about your story.
Give us a scoop. What's going on?
Well, I've been dating Tony about a year, and things are going really great. I still feel like he keeps a few things from me. He's got a bit of a secretive side. And so I Googled him, and a few Tony Schwartz came up, but I think I found the one that was him. And I read some interesting things. There was one thing that sort of troubled me, though. said that he was engaged to a woman in Manchester, Connecticut. Now, he's from Waterbury, Connecticut. He's been at Lynn about 3 years. He's never told me he was engaged. He said he did have a couple of serious girlfriends, but he never told me he was engaged before, and I feel like I want to get to the bottom of it, but yet I don't want to tell him that I Googled him. So basically, I just want to find out if he's being honest with me and find out a little bit about his past.
Okay, now, so, how long have you guys been dating again?
About a year.
About a year, okay.
Uh-huh.
And do you think he would be, like, currently engaged now, or, like...
No.
Like, that's not what you're worried about.
How long ago was the engagement announcement thing that you found?
It was from 5 years ago, which was when he was living in Connecticut.
Okay.
Which he has told me he's from Connecticut. It's a different town, so that's the only thing. I'm not certain it would be him, but...
And I can understand why you're nervous, because they would run the engagement announcement probably in the town where the bride is from, right?
Oh,
right.
That's true. That's what I thought. And
how far?
He's just got a little bit of a secretive side, and I can see him not wanting to tell me that he's ever been engaged. And I just think that's a big thing to keep from someone that you're, you know, getting pretty serious with.
Had you ever heard this woman's name before? Like, did he say this particular name was an ex-girlfriend?
It didn't ring a bell.
Okay.
Her name did not ring a bell, but, you know, he has told me he's alluded to having a couple of serious girlfriends, and I don't know all their names. There's one, I know her name, and it was not her, but something in me just wants to get to the bottom of it. I just feel like he might be keeping something from me, so...
And if he is, like, if we call him and do a little Cosmo survey... If we do this, then what's going to happen if we find out that he was engaged?
Well, I would be happy to address it with him. I definitely would say, look, you know, you can't keep something this big from me, and if you're keeping this from me, what else have you kept from me? I would definitely address it.
But it wouldn't be a deal breaker?
No, I wouldn't leave him over it. But, you know, if he denied it and then I found out it was in fact true, that might be a serious situation.
That's a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, so the way this works is Jen will call him up.
Oh, gosh.
And she will ask, and you will be quiet.
Oh, gosh.
You have to sit there. It's not that big of a deal. Jen's doing most of the work.
Okay.
So you just got to sit there and be quiet. And if you have a mute button on your phone, you can use that and just nice and silent. And then Jen will ask him a bunch of questions, and hopefully they will lead to whether or not he's been engaged in the past, and then we'll let him go, and we'll come back and talk to you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, don't say anything while he's on the phone. We'll only talk to you once we've made sure he's hung up.
Okay.
Be very, very quiet. Jen is hunting rascals.
Tony, right?
Tony, yes.
Tony, okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, here's the second part of Cosmo Call now.
Hi, can I please speak to Tony?
Speaking.
Hey, Tony. My name is Jen. I'm calling from Cosmo Magazine, and I'm not calling with subscriptions, so I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just wanted to see if you had a couple of minutes to do one of our Cosmo surveys for our upcoming April issue. It'll just take 2 minutes, Tony. I'm really not going to bug you for very long. We're just polling men between the ages of 25 and 34.
Okay, sure. If it doesn't take much, sure.
Yeah, do you fall in that category?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, now this will just take a second here, Tony. We have found that 25% of men between the ages of 18 and 34 have broken off an engagement. Would you agree that this statistic is accurate?
Sure, yeah, okay.
And have you ever broken off an engagement?
Me?
Yes.
No.
No, you have not.
No.
So are you or have you ever been engaged?
No, I've never been engaged.
You've never been engaged and you're not engaged now?
No.
Okay. All right, Tony, I told you it would just take a minute. That's all we wanted to find out from you. Thank you so much.
That's it?
That's it. You can check out the little survey. It's going to be in this April issue.
All righty.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
You're very welcome.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I should be in sales.
I am so... But Tony, he's not lying.
Are we sure? Yeah. Are we sure he wasn't lying to the statistician?
I believe him. And there are just a couple of things off, you know, so now I feel good about it. Oh, I'm so happy.
So you're okay with this?
You're good?
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
All right, so
Thank
she goes her way, you guys go your way, and that's it?
That's it. Yep. We never planned to even... play that.
Yeah, Jen went her own way after that.
Me and
I think I was tired and a little loopy when we did that.
We recorded that, then me and the statistician went down the hall and had a little something.
Well, Shannon calls this morning frantic, talking to Phil Tarana, who's been answering phone calls, going, "I got to talk to you guys about the Cosmo call," and that's really the only reason why we played it, or it probably would have gone nowhere. Hey, Shannon.
Hello. Yeah, I did a little further research, and I investigated the girl that was in the engagement announcement, and I found a picture of them, their engagement picture. It is Tony Shaw that I am dating, and I'm very, very upset.
Oh.
I mean, after listening to that the second time, I can hear in his voice a little hesitation when you asked if he had been engaged. I could hear, and he's lying. And I haven't slept all night. I'm shaking. Oh. I almost called the girl. I really don't know what to do.
What are you going to call her for?
I don't know. I just need to let my anger out somewhere. I'm not calling him back.
They're not having an affair right now. They used to be engaged, and it's him that you need to talk to. She's not doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't just not tell someone you've been dating a year that you're engaged and had an engagement party. His family probably knows.
Yeah, I think we all agree with that, but you don't take it out on the woman.
Yeah, that's an issue with him, not her.
She's an innocent
party. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I haven't talked to anyone, but I'm really upset.
Well, now tell
when
me.
When did you find this?
Yesterday afternoon at work.
All right, okay.
So this relationship happened before you even met your guy, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's the fact that he's lying to me.
What
else is he lying about? It's a big thing.
It is a big thing. If somebody was engaged and they're for some reason keeping it secret or hasn't told you about it and you're in a serious relationship, it is a big deal.
Well, have you guys talked about it? Is it something that he's just not told you because maybe he hasn't thought of it? Maybe it wasn't.
We have definitely talked about prior relationships and how serious we were. And I've never been engaged. He's never been engaged, but we've talked about he and I spending our lives together. So it's like I'm just at my wit's end. I feel I'm too old to be going through something like this, and I'm just ready to.
You called us up because.
Well, I think I want some advice. I mean, I really want either to call him and have a plan. Right now, I just can't even think straight.
Well, first of all, you need to calm down.
Yeah, maybe a little drama here.
First of all, I think that you are. I think you need to breathe. I think you need to sleep. I think you need to take some time. And then I think this is between you and your man.
Yeah.
This is something that you need to talk with him about. I don't think that it's appropriate for us to be involved in calling him up with a plan. And I mean, this is your relationship.
And also, you know, I don't think that, I mean, if this happens to me, I don't look at it as though, oh my God, what else is he or she lying about in the relationship? I start to get a little suspicious of why he's covering up this one relationship.
It could be as innocent as that he's embarrassed that he got to that extent with her and he's with you and he wants you to realize that he really, you know, it could be very innocent is the reason he hasn't brought it up.
Let's take a couple of calls for you here though, Shannon, okay?
Oh, you're so great. You really give great advice. I feel so much better.
Do you really?
I really do. I mean,
sleep.
All right, well, let's try to get you a couple of calls that'll make you feel just as bad. Hey, Angela?
Yeah.
You're on All the Hits Q100 with Shannon.
I think she needs to chill out. I mean, it was in the past. He's with you now. He's moved on. Just let it go.
But this is no big deal at all if it's in the past and he says something about it. But he's obviously has some reason to not bring it up.
I think
maybe he just doesn't want to deal with it anymore. He's put it behind him.
That could definitely be. But I think that I would have a pretty big problem with it because then you'd feel like, wait a minute, I felt like I knew this person so well. And something like that comes up and you're like, wait a minute. Do I not know him at all? And I think it's also not questioning that he's lied about his whole life, but just questioning yourself, questioning the trust that you put in yourself when you get to know somebody, going, wait a minute, I thought I knew this person completely.
And I think it's also important to understand him better is to understand why that didn't work out. He got engaged with someone. Is it, you know, was it her fault or her breaking up the engagement? Was it him breaking up the engagement? I mean, yeah, I would want to know because that may be a way to get to know him better and to understand how he treats relationships better.
Hey, Kelly, you're on All the Hits Q100 with Shannon.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Shannon to just kind of relax. I went through the same thing, except for my boyfriend actually was married and has a child. And I didn't know for almost 8 months into our relationship. And, I mean, I asked him, we talked about it, and it never came up. And then just one night, bam, told me the whole story. And it turned out it was a horrible thing, and it happened when he was really young. And he just kind of wanted to almost forget about it, as horrible as that sounds. But you learn, you grow in your relationship. You either take it, accept it, or you move on. She's way dramatizing the whole thing.
Yeah, I think they're right there. I think, like, if you approach him and put him on the defensive right off the bat, you're going to do some real big damage.
Yeah.
But
yeah, if you go into it going, why are you lying to me? What's going on? And what else are you lying about? Then, yeah, you're going to have problems. If you just sit him down and talk to him, you know, it's either going to work or it's not. Fucking relax.
Because you realize you're going to have to explain to him why you Googled him. I mean, you know, like, you can't, I mean, even if you bring that up, but, I mean, like, you can't put him on the defensive because you've been doing this. He's going to probably be a little leery of you doing this investigation of him behind his back.
You know what? I don't know that there are a lot of people that would admit it, but I bet that happens more often in relationships than not. When you first start going out with somebody, I would say, and I think I read this in a statistic a couple of weeks ago, like 75% of women will Google the guy that they are going out with.
I have never done that. I've never done that.
Oh, really?
Never.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I do feel that it's a little invasive of me to have Googled him, especially twice. And perhaps, you know, talking about it, and it was on my mind, and I just thought, let me just get to the bottom of this. But I feel so much better after this advice, and I think you're all right. I mean, maybe she dumped him, and he still heard about it. And
just, well, at least we turned you around.
Yeah. Just, you know, promise me that you'll sleep before you talk to him.
I will.
If you're on any... you know, pills or anything, you go ahead.
Take them?
Yeah, take them.
Stop drinking Red Bull.
I
chill out a little bit.
All right, Shannon, we're going to let you go. Let us
so
know how it goes.
Much.
Okay, right. Good luck.
Bit of a...
She's a prize.
Highs and lows there.
Wow.
He's a lucky guy.
I mean, she's a sweetheart, and I hope everything works out, but does she have a weird voice or what?
Hey, Ben, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, guys, I'm just a little curious about something. Melissa, what the heck were you thinking when you said, oh, gee, this really isn't our business to get into? You guys have busted up dozens of relationships.
Well, I mean, we've already done something in it, and I just felt like she was calling us frantic. And again, I enjoy being a part of the show and doing what we do, but I thought in this situation, I thought this was something, you know, I don't think that, like with War of the Roses and those things, these are people that have done everything they possibly could to find out about something, and we are sometimes the last resort for them. In her situation, she hadn't done anything at all.
Right.
And she was going to come to us, and she was going to alleviate herself of responsibility in trying to fix her relationship or find out something in her relationship. So I don't necessarily want to be the first tool used, but I'm certainly happy to be the last.
Well, granted, somebody needs to tell this chick that the Academy Award nominations have already gone out.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Traffic is awful this morning on 400.
Painfully awful. And you know, we think we have it bad because I got caught up. I was going down to the Pet Fest, you know, the dog show down at Phillips, and I had to get there a little bit early, and I got caught in traffic. And it probably caused my... I got there 15 minutes late. You know, I was going to get there at 12:30, ended up getting there about 10 minutes to 1, and I was losing my mind. And that's 20 minutes. Like...
You really have to kind of plan your life around Atlanta traffic. And sometimes there's just nothing you can do about it.
Right.
And the more important the event, the more stressed out you are, obviously, in traffic.
Right.
So there has to be times where you miss big, huge.
There you go.
Like 20 minutes is nothing, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it takes some people 20 minutes to get off their exit ramp.
Right.
Right.
Hey, Jessica, how did traffic ruin your life in Atlanta?
Hey, guys. I was late for my wedding.
For your own wedding?
For my own wedding. And our wedding was at 6 in Marietta. And my husband and I, we left in separate cars, obviously. And I got there about 6:20, and my husband didn't even get there until after 7.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
So everybody's just sitting there at your wedding waiting for you.
Yes, they're waiting. And I'm trying to call them. But, of course, they're, you know, at the church, and they're all... I just couldn't reach them, and their cell phones are off, and I'm like, oh my God, and then it was horrible.
At least everybody knew it was due to traffic, because if one of you shows up on time and nobody right. knows that there's really bad traffic and someone else is 45 minutes late, you're thinking you're getting stuck at the altar.
Well, you think the funny thing is we had to deal with regular traffic because we got married at 6, and then up in Cartersville, there was a car fire, so we got stuck in that too.
Right.
It was double trouble. It was horrible.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Right, at least she made it to her wedding. Good morning, Christina.
Oh, no. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
My husband's grandparents missed our wedding.
Oh, no.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah.
Aww. Well, they were going to be late anyway. They were going to be driving 25 miles an hour to get there anyway.
No, they weren't driving. His uncle brought them, and the wedding had went, and we were walking out the door, greeting people, and they were walking in the door.
Oh, no. Aww. That's sad.
Yeah. So they didn't get to see their granddaughter get married.
Sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Oh, here's a real pick-me-up. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Hi. Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I can top everybody. My brother was in the hospital last year, last March, and was in there for about 6 or 8 weeks. And I had planned to go visit him. I had to be in the perimeter area one afternoon, and I thought when I finished with this appointment that I would go see him at Northside Hospital, which was like 2 exits up from where I was. Mm-hmm. Traffic was so bad that I didn't make it there. I worked in downtown Decatur, and I had to be back in my office later on that afternoon for an appointment.
Right.
And I didn't make it, and that evening he passed.
Oh.
Yeah. Awful. So, you know, I felt so guilty. You know, I felt so guilty, and I'm self-employed, so it's not like I can just take a couple hours off of work.
You poor thing. There's nothing at that point you can do about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Sucks.
So that was terrible. I hate 285.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain ways that you just have to stay out of at a certain time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I am, like, hibernating in my house between, like, 2 and 6 o'clock.
That's for sure, if you can do that.
Of any
it's more
kind of
like between, like, 3 and 7. I think after 3, it starts getting busy, and then after 7, it starts slowing down.
It's awful.
Well, see, and that's exactly what the problem is. I don't know. Like, I have a friend who knows how to get anywhere. He can get from Marietta to Stone Mountain on the surface streets, and I don't know how to do that.
Oh, Jessica can do that, too. Jessica
I have
will.
To be on the freeway.
You know who you know who the freaking king of that is? Is Checkaway. Like, you can't go anywhere without...
Your nemesis, Melissa.
Well, I just find it funny how Jeff has to drop his name in every conversation. Somehow, every day, Checkaways. Anyway, go ahead.
Never mind, then. Didn't realize it was that much of a sore spot. He's good at back streets. Carry on.
I have a friend of mine who's like that, too. And he'll
is his name Checkaway? Because be careful.
No, it's not. But he'll get mad at you if you take the highway. Why are you going this way? You don't need it, you know? Like, if he's in the car with you, he starts screaming at you, send you... No, come on. I'll take you. We're going this way.
No one has it worse here at the radio station than Crash, because whenever there's traffic,
Oh, my God, his cell phone.
I call him every 15 minutes going, dude, what's the best way to get over to the airport? I know it's 5:30 on a Friday, but I know you can get me there in 10 minutes. How do I get there, you know?
Exactly.
The Burt Show.
In two different conversations this past weekend, actually within the same day, the word, like, you know what road rage is, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always in the news story because sometimes it gets tried. Like, people go nuts and break out guns, but more often than not, it's a flip off or a cussing or a cutoff or, you know, ends up being a speeding down the highway. And then I heard the word rage in two other conversations this weekend. I was speaking to one person who was having problems with her laptop computer. And she's had it for 3 years, and it's been back to the store like 6 times for service. And apparently there's some sort of like lemon law that this company has that if that you have to bring it back 5 or more times, they give you a brand new computer.
Mm-hmm.
So with the 6th time she takes it in, she's like, I want a new computer. You know, this is crap.
Right.
I have it in here every 6 months, you know, to fix it. And it's obvious it's nothing I'm doing. So, you know, and they said, well, yours doesn't qualify under the lemon law thing. And apparently she lost her mind. And when the story was told to me, she used the word rage. Like, she was raging, you know, mm-hmm. like yelling. And this is a person that I would not expect to raise their voice at all. You know, very demure and nice. And she was raging at the clerk. So that
laptop
was like
rage.
Yeah, that's laptop rage. Retail rage.
Retail rage.
Retail rage.
And then the next, like less than 24 hours later, I'm having a conversation with someone. And I'm standing in the back of it. They're at Starbucks. And standing in the back of the restaurant. And you know, there's a line of a couple people, and my friend's in line and gets up to the counter and orders whatever, double mocha latte, what the papa, whatever, you know. This woman comes in from the back of the line, and he thought she was coming from the back of the line. She actually had stormed in from the store, and apparently with whatever she purchased, she was supposed to get 2 biscottis or whatever,
mm-hmm.
only got 1. And this was enough to send her into overdrive. Like, whatever, like that 1 biscotti was the key between calm day and nutso. She came and went to the front of the line and started to talk to the clerk while my friend is ordering. And my friend says, I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of ordering. And she loses it. Coffee rage. Like, completely snaps. And I got to witness this. And I'm not talking about a little, I'm just trying to get my other biscotti here. She went off on him. On other people in line, on the poor guy who, you know, probably wasn't even the one who waited on her, you know, like nuts.
Right.
So there has got to be, I mean, obviously there's road rage. We've heard, talked to stories, you know, there's retail rage that happens during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But where, I was trying to think of the last place I really, truly lost it with someone in person. I've gone off on the phone, but usually in person I don't confront people
in
like
person.
That.
Now, I used to work with a guy at an old job that would come into meetings and would run meetings, you know, head of the table, everybody's there or whatever, would run meetings. And in the middle of whatever speech he was giving to, you know, the entire group of people listening, would get random meeting rage, like would get caught up in his own conversation so much that it would turn into a rage. No one had to provoke it. Nobody had to be late to the meeting. Nobody had to, like, say anything wrong or, you know, ask a question in the wrong way.
Who was the victim?
There
has to be a victim. Is it everybody at the meeting?
Everybody in the meeting became a victim of his rage because he would just get... I think he was the type of person that just loved to hear himself talk so much. But because he loved to hear himself talk so much, he would get himself so fired up that you could see in his face it would turn red and he would go crazy. Meeting rage guy. Meeting rage.
Yeah.
Hey, Bird Show.
Yeah.
Rage in where?
Walmart.
Oh, Walmart rage.
Walmart rage. Yeah, I was there a few weeks ago, and, you know, it's always a race to the aisle to get to the checkout, right?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
And I came around the corner, and I beat this lady there. Well, she must have had a bad day or something, but she kept ramming me with her cart.
You're kidding. Oh, my God.
Like, she rammed you with her cart,
yeah.
Or she was ramming your cart with her cart?
No, she was hitting me with her cart. And I kept stepping away, you know, okay, I'll step farther away and farther away. Well, now her cart is blocking me from getting my bag. And I tried to move her cart to grab my bags, and she just kept hitting me with her cart.
Oh, my God.
And I finally just turned and looked at her and mm-hmm. said, you're a rhyming with witch.
Uh-oh.
And grabbed my bags and walked off.
Wow. Walmart rage.
That one's great.
Using a buggy is a weapon.
Yeah.
You should almost take away your buggy license for that. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
I think I'm finding that, you know, one thing that came to mind is kind of similar to Jen's. It's more of a, you know, coworker kind of bizarre outburst where, and this was years ago, but, you know, it's usually the people that you least expect to have these outbursts that, you know, because, you know, yes, I've been accused of being opinionated and I can have a temper, but I don't have these random just boom. It's usually the people that are soft-spoken and sweet, and then all of a sudden. So a coworker of mine and I are standing with this third coworker, and she is the type, very quiet, very cool, always, you know, never see her do anything.
Sure.
So we're talking, and then she's telling a story about a recent, and it was like a vacation. She was telling a story about a vacation to, like, I don't know where she went. And then I was reacting to something she said, and then just out of the blue outburst, please do not interrupt me when I'm speaking. And then continued soft-spoken with what she's saying. And I probably peed on myself right there because I scared me to death. But
Just
interruption rage. Absolutely. And I didn't even realize I interrupted her, but I swore I didn't say another word after that. But yeah, just yelled in the middle of a sentence.
That's like interruption rage, or that's also unexpected rage.
Yes.
You know, oh my God, yes. That's the type that, man, that makes you afraid. That's like freaky rage.
Shannon, also an incident with a coworker.
Yes. I am not a morning person, and I came into the office one morning, and one of the gentlemen who happened to be on crutches at the time started with me right off the bat. Couldn't even get in the door, hadn't even set my pocketbook down or anything, and I kept telling him, back off, no coffee, back off. Wouldn't leave me alone, so he sat down at his desk, and he kept on and on and on pushing me, and I finally told him I was going to kick his butt if he didn't stop and leave me alone. And he just said some profane things to me, and I took my leg and I kicked his crutch right at him.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh yes, I did.
You had bum leg rage.
Yes, I did.
What, do you get in trouble for that?
No. Well, he said, I'm going to tell the boss on you. And I said, not if I get to him first.
Oh. Hey, Shannon, thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
I mean, is there limits? There's kind of limits.
You can't kick a crutch. You can't do something like that.
It's like pushing a wheelchair down. You know, it's not cool.
She said he was harassing her. And if he's harassing her, then he deserves the kick crutch.
Nah, if you're on crutches, you're allowed to harass people.
No. Or he was using that as an excuse to harass her.
Is that kind of like old people rage? Like they're just, you know, just let him go?
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, don't hang up. Could we have some elder rage coming up? Michelle's got a old person at a convenience store. But first, Ayanna?
Yes.
Did I say that right? Go ahead.
Yes, with
your dance club rage.
Well, I'm from Michigan, and I was at a club in Detroit one year, and I paid $20 to get in the club, and we saw police when we walked in, and not about 10 minutes after we had got these guys to buy us a drink, they told everybody we had to leave the club. And I'm like, you guys had to know that before we paid to walk in this club. They didn't give us a reason. There was no fight. There was no nothing. So I told this bodyguard guy that was like, you need to leave. I said, you guys are going to give me my money back, or you're going to give me a coupon to come back or something. And he was like, no, you need to leave. You need to leave now. And he touched me. I was like, you better get your hands off me. And come on, just leave. I'm like, no. They knew before we paid $20 to come in this club, they were going to shut it down. And now they're not going to give us anything to come back.
The lights are on. People are mopping around you, and you're still sitting
at
the bar.
Everybody was leaving, and this bodyguard guy was like, come on, ma'am, you have to leave. Just come back and ask for me. I'm like, yeah, right. Don't give me that crap. Like, you really don't have to come back. I was mad.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
And here we go.
That was more like bouncer rage.
Right.
That was bouncer rage. Elder rage. Old people at a convenience store. Michelle, the floor is yours.
All right. I lived in Nebraska, and I went into a little convenience store to buy just, you know, a few items. Waited in line, got to the front of the line. There's this little old man, crotchety, grumpy old man behind the counter, grumbling at everybody. And I looked at my wallet and realized that I didn't have any money. And so I laid down one of those little scratch-down lottery tickets, you know, the little scratch-off tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, can I use this real quick rather than holding people up for the ATM? And he just started going, and then I have to ring everything up again, and blah, 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 and he's like grumbling. So I ran over to the ATM, and I hurry up, and I got money out, and I came back, and I ran. And I said, you know, here's your money. He's like, damn kids, and rah, 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 rah. You know? Grumbling. And finally I said, you know, sir, I'm sorry, but I really don't appreciate the scolding. And no kidding, he put his finger right up to my nose and was pointing and shaking his finger and saying, you're the one being obnoxious. And
oh my God.
At me. I didn't even know what to say. I just grabbed my stuff and left.
You almost wonder if old people like that, if they're like, you know what, I've been around 82 years.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do this just to see how much I can get away with. Because what are you gonna? You're not gonna slap his hand out of your face.
Well, no, I just stood there. I think my jaw was probably on the floor, but I couldn't believe it.
Somebody who's older. I mean, they got aches, they got pains, they got things that they're mad about. And I mean, this is their. I think to me, this is kind of their warped way of fun. You know,
right.
It's like Jeff fun. You know how he always picks and prods at people to get them mad. That's what old people do.
Those reality TV shows are too complicated to follow. You know, Janet's boobs not as exciting to an old person as everybody else. So they need to torture youngsters.
Right, right.
They need to torture the whippersnappers. What they need to do.
The Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.